You know what I'm in the mood for?
What's that, Bull?
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some ice cream.
Who doesn't?
Although, you know what? It could be 5 degrees outside, and I could still be in the mood for some ice cream.
Right there with you.
And if you're in Lorain County, you are in luck. Because we've got a few scoops that will help you out along the way at some of the best ice cream spots in Lorain County. And here to tell us more about that, Jen Kennedy is joining us right now. Jen, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I feel like we just saw you. It wasn't that long ago, right? Maybe a little bit less than a week ago over at Best of Lorain County. We were talking about what's the scoop. And for those that don't know what this is and how the ice cream ties in, give us all the details.
Well, Visit Lorain County and the Lorain County Commissioners decided that this would be a celebration of ice cream all summer long. And we launched the first ever Lorain County ice cream trail called Here's the Scoop. And bottom line is, we have 13 participating ice cream shops all around Lorain County. If you pick up a passport from one of the participating locations, we have certain distribution locations, or the visitor center, for $1, you stop at each of the stops, you get 25 cents off your ice cream product, and then when you finish the trail, you redeem it for a little pin that goes on your lanyard that's really cute and special, and a chance to win free ice cream for a year.
Free ice cream for a year. I think a bunch of ears just perked up here at the radio station, president, company included. Free ice cream for a year?
Free. You got it. Yes.
Please explain. So at any one of these establishments, you get free ice cream for a year? What are the parameters here?
Well, when out of the people that complete their passport and turn it in to visit Lorain County, we will select one lucky winner that will get basically an equivalent of gift cards from each of the participating locations that they can redeem for free ice cream, which equates to free ice cream for a year.
Wow. Now, we need to put that into perspective because you have an all-star lineup of, I don't even know if I want to call them creameries, but let's just call them ice cream experts because that just rolls off the tongue a little bit better than creameries, I guess. So you've lined up some of the best in Lorain County. How did these places make the cut?
Well, we actually were looking to partner with a bunch of different ice cream shops, and these are the ones that said, absolutely, we want to be on the list. We really looked at different ice cream shops that had something unique and something special. Additionally, we wanted to make sure that we got all the different areas of the county represented, or at least did our best. So we did invite some ice cream parlors, and these are the ones that, you know, really wanted to partner and be a part of this.
And really, you've got shops from basically all over the place. You've got some in Avon Lake, some in Oberlin, North Ridgeville, Lorain. I see a couple in Elyria. There's one in Vermilion and Amherst. So you guys have put an outstanding list together. Now, as I understand it, Jen, as you were telling me the other day, this is an idea that really kind of blossomed after you guys had all the success of that cupcake crawl not too long ago, right?
You better believe it. Last October, the cupcake crawl was a smashing success, and we realized that people really love their sweets. But not to mention, people love to get out, explore the county, go to new places, and meet new faces. So it really is a great way to get out there. This is also something that is a great family activity for the summer. You have all summer to complete it. So, you know, every week or so, I take my kids and we go to a different place, and it's been a lot of fun.
Jen, was that kind of the idea behind this one? I know you guys have done quite a few things, but when you bring up family, to me, there's nothing better to do with the family than go out maybe for a walk if you live close enough to one of these establishments, but maybe pile up in the car, get some ice cream, and just kind of hang out. It's kind of like being around the dinner table. Everyone can kind of socialize that way.
You know, it really accomplishes two things. Like I said, it gets people out and gets them going to new places. Often we get stuck in our own little rut and we go to the same place. And then there's a new place 5 minutes further down the road that maybe we hadn't tried, or it gets us into a new community. But it brings your family together, you know, especially now when a lot of the camps are over with your kids and you know, they're bored or they're looking for something to do, or, you know, you're looking for something to do with them, it's a great way to make it kind of an outing. So, you know, you go to Sunday Fun Days, not only do you get your stamp on your passport, but you also can get a round in a mini golf. Or you go to Cowhouse and explore downtown Oberlin and take in a little bit of the history of Oberlin. It's just really a nice way to explore the county and see all the little hidden gems that we have throughout Lorain County.
Is that one of the hopes there, too? I mean, ice cream is one of those things you can kind of do while you're on the move. Not only do you go down and get the ice cream, but you can explore some of the area, too, as you just mentioned in Oberlin.
Absolutely. You know, you can come home from Creek with some strawberries. And, you know, it's just a nice way to get people out, get people seeing new places, and spend time with your family.
Jen, you guys began this back on June 1st. This runs through September 3rd, so a lot of people listening might be thinking, wow, I have to visit 13 places? Well, sure, but you know what? You've got 2 months to get it done. Actually, if you did this from day one, you had 3 months to get it done, but time's ticking now a little bit with about 6 weeks and change left in this. But, you know, it's been going on since the beginning of June. Just kind of wanted to get the general reactions that you've gotten so far from some people that you've talked to who have begun participation in this.
Well, we've actually had more than a dozen or so finish already. Some have been finished for 2 weeks or so. So we've given out a bunch of pins. Additionally, we have continued to sell out of the lanyards. We have gone through hundreds and hundreds of lanyards. So people are really excited about it. Like I said, we see, you know, probably groups of 6, 7, 8 kids, teenagers and adults coming in. So people are really excited about it. I love hearing the feedback of their favorite places and why. And the single biggest feedback that we've received is how wonderful all the ice cream shops are, how excited they are about it, and what great partnership.
And it really kind of sounds like this is the type of thing that could really grow. You mentioned that this is the first year you guys have done this. There's something along the way here that really kind of strikes me as like, wow, there are some other places that maybe aren't on the list of the 13 ice cream shops that are on here. And they're probably thinking, you know what? We could probably compete. Is this the kind of thing that you would love to see blossom to maybe 20 next year, if not more?
That would be wonderful. That would be great. It's very exciting. We want to make it manageable so that people do feel like they can accomplish it, of course. But we're always looking to, work with new partners. We have had people come in from out of town. We've had bloggers that have actually come in from out of town and written about the ice cream trail. So we really feel like it's attracting people, and we're really grateful for the opportunity to do this, and grateful to the county commissioners who have been so supportive.
Again, we're talking with Jen Kennedy about the 2018 Here's the Scoop, Lorain County, 13 participating ice cream shops, and a chance for all of you to really kind of sample some of the best ice cream shops in the area. You need to go out and get an ice cream passport. And for those of you listening, well, you might be in luck, because we do have a couple to give away here in studio. Don't call me yet. I'll give you the cue to call. So for those out there wondering, Jen, if you get a passport, what do you do with it from there? And how important is having one of these passports to getting ice cream for the rest of the year?
Well, you have to have the passport in order to take part in the trail. Again, the passport is $1. And what that does is it gives you 25 cents off an ice cream product on your first stop at each of the locations. So we figure that $1 is easily paid for once you've gone to 4 or more locations. You can pick up your passport at the visitor center, which is located on Levitt Road, 8025 Levitt Road. We also have, you can pick them up at Creeks and Cowhouse and Sunday Fundays and Divine Scoops. We have a full list on our website at visitlorainecounty.com/Here's the Scoop. And you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook, hashtag Here's the Scoop.
So there you go. If you're into social media, you need to use that hashtag Here's the Scoop. And you can also get a sneak peek, too. If you simply check out those hashtags, you can see some pictures of some future products that you might have to put on your ice cream bucket list for the summer of 2018. Jen, did you say there are 12 people have already finished this?
At least a dozen. That's the amount of pins that I've personally handed out.
Wow. So, boy,
people were really excited, and they got right to their locations. So.
I really wish I had that kind of metabolism rate. A dozen people have already finished this thing in 6 weeks. Well, you've got about 6 weeks remaining, so if you want to get in on the action, you've got plenty of time to get it done and give yourself a chance to win free ice cream for a year. And again, there are some wonderful establishments on this list. Well, Jen, thank you so much for joining us as always. Always a pleasure to catch up, and this was a ton of fun to talk about. When you start talking about ice cream in the middle of the summer, you immediately have Matt and I's attention. So, Jen, thank you as always for the time.
Thank you for having me. It's a perfect day for ice cream.
Yes, it certainly is, with the humidity being what it is, temperatures hovering in the low 90s. Earlier today, my car said about 92.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. So, Jen just laid out for you how important it is to have one of these lanyards or these ice cream passports for the Here's the Scoop Lorain County. We're not just giving away one, we're giving away two. So if you want in on this action, 440-322-0930. Call 440-322-0930. As Jen mentioned, when you get one of these ice cream passports, you get 25 cents off your purchase the first time you go to each and every one of these ice cream establishments in Lorain County. Not to mention, if you finish this ice cream challenge, you would then get free ice cream for a year. So we've got two lanyards here, two ice cream passports for you. And again, if you want one of these ice cream passports, actually, you know what? We'll give them both away. You want both of them? Call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.